Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
I've always had a heart for missions and the needy, wrote a Guidelines friend. And our church does not support Christian missions. Sometimes I don't approve the decisions of the church and how the money is used. A bit extravagant at times. What is right in God's eyes? Like a barber who doesn't quite like the haircut and keeps snipping away until the customer wishes he could glue some hair back on, this issue of giving or money never quite goes away. Yes, we agree that what we have belongs to the Lord, and we want to demonstrate that we are committed to that truth by giving at least a tenth, as much as Old Testament saints gave. But to whom do we give it? If you haven't noticed, friend, there are more outstretched hands today than at any time in recent history. You can't support everybody, so who should get your money? The first question that needs to be settled is simple. To whom does my tithe belong? Leviticus 27:30 settles that clearly. It says that a tithe or a tenth of your income belongs to the Lord. Okay, who's God's representative to collect it for Him? Your local church? Missionaries? Groups such as Campus Crusade or Navigators? A Christian radio station? Or the lady ringing the bell for the Salvation Army? Second question. Are these various and sundry groups also an integral part of the church? One simply that specialize in outreach in different parts of the world to different segments of hurting people? If so, do they deserve your support, and if so, how much? The New Testament clearly says the local church is to be supported. 1 Corinthians 15 is clear in this regard. But there are many other areas of ministry today, vitally part of the church, which can and should be supported. Some say, well, once you've given your money to the Lord, you're no longer responsible for what they do with it. Don't believe that for a minute. The parable of the talents in Matthew 25 stresses your individual personal responsibility in seeing that what you give is used wisely and for the precise purpose for which it was given. When money that you give is squandered, or the lifestyle of the pastor or a Christian leader is extravagant, I'd invest God's money where humility and commitment are evident. God expects that. It's His money that you bear responsibility for, and in that sense, you need to invest it wisely, not blindly. The account of Abraham, who paid a tenth or a tithe to Melchizedek, suggests we ought to give where we are blessed. It's true you don't go to your favorite local restaurant for a meal and then send your money to your cousin who runs a hamburger joint in another town, right? If a ministry meets a need in your life and you are blessed by that ministry, and you also believe that those in charge are good stewards of God's money, then that ministry is worthy of your support. Whether it is a church or an organization, accountability and full disclosure are reasonable responses, for they too are stewards of God's money. A closing thought. Your motive in giving is important. Remember, Scripture says each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. How improve on that?
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.